earth, and sky.
California is no longer a wild place. Humans are deeply embedded in the landscape of California, particularly our rivers.
You're listening to Jeff Mount, director of the Center for Watershed Sciences at the University of California, Davis. And this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Mount's work focuses on improving river ecosystems in California, a state in the midst of what many are calling a water crisis. He spoke to Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson about what's causing a decline in the health of California's rivers and how to restore them.
You work primarily with the river ecosystems in California, and what are some of the issues that you've been working on?
In the space of 150 years of European-based occupation of California, we've utterly transformed the landscape, and in the process, degraded most of our rivers. And so now what we're faced with is trying to restore these rivers. And I want to make it real clear, I'm not talking about restoring them to their native condition, but restoring some of the key attributes of these rivers. And this is what we work on principally in my shop, is how to bring things back, like the services you expect, like clean water, for example, or biodiversity, or opportunities for recreation, or reduction in flood control, those kinds of things.
And can you explain a little bit more about that? You spoke of the landscape being transformed and the rivers degraded. How did that happen, and what does it look like now?
Well, when you think about the thousands of miles of rivers that exist within California, most people don't think of California as a river place, but we have many, many rivers and streams in California. In the process of starting with the gold rush on up to today, we have basically taken these rivers and we've harnessed them for hydropower, we've harnessed them for water, we use them for recreation. We actually demand out of them that they not flood, even though that's what rivers do naturally. And now we're actually trying to manage these things for restoring some of these ecosystems, which were damaged by this. So you can think of it in sort of a couple dimensions. One is that we have disconnected the rivers. In California alone, we have more than 1,400 significant dams. Each one of those dams is a disconnection in what was originally a contiguous system. And in California, just in the Central Valley alone, we have 6,000 miles of levees. And those levees, which are placed close to the rivers, have disconnected the rivers from their landscape. So this sort of dramatic disconnection and reorganization of the rivers of California have produced a kind of cascade of consequences that we're trying to deal with. I mean, in terms of water supply, flood control, ecosystem services in general. And so really, you know, California is no longer a wild place. In fact, I think the wild and scenic designation that you have for more than a dozen rivers has got half of it right. They're scenic. humans are deeply embedded in the landscape of California, particularly our rivers.
And just to speak in a more general sense about that, what role do rivers play in the future of California's water resources? What kind of situation are they in?
Okay, so to make this sort of clear, when we think about rivers in the future of California, we're absolutely joined at the hip. I mean, California can't survive without its rivers. We're lucky enough to have these large mountain ranges in California, which are able to wring moisture out of the Pacific storms, which then run down through our rivers, eventually exiting to the ocean. And we take advantage of that and can support the 37 million people here in California, and we probably can support a lot more, and those rivers will be integral to it. In a given year, in a typical average year, the rivers supply about 60% of the water in California. The remaining 40% comes from groundwater. But the rivers actually feed that groundwater. So it really works out to more than 60% at any time. So our future is completely welded to the rivers in California and their ecological health. This is there's a sea change going on here in California, and for that matter, around the world right now. We traditionally viewed rivers as transportation corridors and sources of water that we could then extract wealth from, meaning principally agriculture and supplying urban environments. And that was our traditional view. Oh, and then also that rivers would occasionally get up and flood us, so they were a natural hazard. What we're evolving our view is that a much more holistic view of rivers, that they supply water, and yes, they're used for transportation, but they also supply so much more, and particularly biodiversity, and again, clean water.
So what does it mean when you talk about restoring a river?
I'm glad you asked that, because this is the source of many academic articles that have been written in the last 10 years or so. And what do we mean by restoration? Restoration is dead. And what I mean by that is that humans are so integrated within rivers now that you really can't separate the natural signal from the human signal anymore. So indeed, these are linked human natural systems. So we will never restore our rivers to what they were like. So when we talk about restoration these days, we need to be really clear about that, that we're not creating native rivers. So what we're really doing when we're talking about restoration is we're restoring attributes of rivers. And that is those things that are desirable about a river. Or actually, when I say desirable, I mean there's some things that are undesirable about rivers, such as, for example, flooding. But when we are doing restoration with flooding, we're actually reducing the impacts of flooding on humans and giving the river more room to move. So I have colleagues who get all worried about the semantics over restoration, and they want to call it rehabilitation, as if the river has somehow gone bad, and retraining of a river. Okay, lots of different names for these things. But when we're really talking about restoration these days, we're talking about restoring key attributes or desirable attributes of rivers.
So I have just one more question, and that's, what's the most important thing that you'd like to tell our listeners about rivers and river restoration?
I think one of the things that most people do not appreciate about rivers is that to maintain healthy rivers and to get from those rivers all the array of services that we like. I mean, these are things like, you know, as I say, clean water, abundant water, the ability to grow food, wildlife habitat, the ability for people to go and recreate, to go fishing, to swim in a river. I mean, what a joy it is to swim in a river. All of those things depend on stewardship of the river. And what I mean by stewardship, and that means taking care of the river and giving it room to move, to reestablishing variability within that river. You know, it's got a flood. It's got a flood sometime, and sometimes the water is going to be low. Managing invasive species. This is all part of stewardship of the rivers. And I think we are getting there. I think we've made great strides, particularly in the last 20 years, but we have a heck of a long way to go if we're going to have healthy rivers around this entire country.
You've been listening to Jeff Mount, professor of geology and director of the Center for Watershed Sciences at the University of California, Davis. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.